KJAN Sports.
It is time to take a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Not much high school basketball around the area last night. In boys' hoops, it was Bondurant-Farrar topping Creston 66-62, while Boyer Valley beat West Monona 62-38. In girls' basketball last night, ACGC, a winner over Grandview Christian, 64-30. West Monona beat Boyer Valley 61-39 in girls' basketball. It was a nightmare for 18th-ranked Iowa and East Lansing last night. 10th-ranked Michigan State closed the opening half on a 17-8 run and then scored the first 9 points of the second half in a 90-68 win. Here's Iowa coach Fran McCaffrey.
You know, the bottom line is we missed some free throws in the first half. The game should have been closer at halftime based on how we played, but then we lost it at the start of the second half. A couple live ball turnovers, which as we all know, is deadly against this team, especially here.
McCaffrey says there were some good performances despite that lopsided score.
Luca got to the glass. Connor got to the glass. TC started going to the basket. I thought Isaiah Moss was terrific tonight in both halves. Maishi caught fire a little bit at the end. So there were some good things, but obviously overall not a good night.
Hawkeye freshman Joe Wieskamp limped to the locker room with an ankle injury in the second half and did not return.
You know, he's a tough kid, and you know that, you know, he's not going to roll around there if there's not something wrong with
him.
He's got a sprained ankle, you know, and we'll just have to evaluate it day to day between now and Thursday.
Hawkeyes will be back in action again later this week against Iowa State. Speaking of the Cyclones, they had five players in double figures as they cruised to an 81-59 win over North Dakota State last night. Michael Jacobson had 15 points and 10 rebounds and says defense has been a key in their 7-1 start.
Coach Prohm preaches it every day in practice, and it's just something that we've kind of tried to take to heart. We know if we're a good defensive team, and, you know, like you said, if we can keep teams in the 50s, we're going to be able to give ourselves a pretty good chance to win. I feel like, you know, the offense has been going. It's been going well, and if we can keep that up as well, you know, we're going to be tough to beat.
Jacobson says balance is one of their strengths.
I mean, another good offensive game. We're just trying to keep it up. We're just trying to share it. I feel like the shot count is pretty spread, which is good, and guys are taking advantage of their opportunities. I can't complain with what we've been doing on offense.
The Cyclones will visit Iowa on Thursday. That'll be Jacobson's first game in that rivalry. He started his career at Nebraska.
You know, I'm excited just as a kid from the state of Iowa for the rivalry. I've grown up watching it, and I know, I think all the other guys are excited to get out there too. I think they know how much it means for everyone in this state, and you know, we're looking forward to it. They're a very good team. Obviously a top 20 team, and you know, they'll be ready to go, and we're going to go in there and try and get my best shot.
That's a Thursday night contest. Tips off at 7 o'clock. We'll have it for you here on the radio. That'll be from Carver Hawkeye Arena, starting with the broadcast at 6 o'clock on Thursday night. In top 25 action last night also, it was DeAndre Hunter and Kyle Guy scoring 15 points each. Number 4, Virginia, won its 8th straight game, routing Morgan State 83-45. Number 11, Florida State, winner over Troy 83-67. Number 12, Wisconsin, rallied to get by Rutgers 69-64. Iowa State receiver Hakeem Butler is looking forward to the game against Washington State in the December 28th Alamo Bowl. The Cyclones will head to San Antonio after finishing the regular season 8-4.
Oh, we're definitely excited. You know, we worked so hard all year for this opportunity. I mean, to be rewarded with a bowl is good, and I'm incredibly excited, you know, and happy that we got this bowl. I mean, it didn't matter where we were going, I would have been happy.
The Cyclones rallied after starting their season with a 1-3 record.
Oh, yeah, a lot of people had their doubts, and for us to just do what we did on the back end, it was incredible. And this team, I mean, it's an incredible team, so I wouldn't expect anything less.
For Iowa, they'll head to the Outback Bowl for the third time in 6 years and play Mississippi State on New Year's Day. The Outback selected the Hawkeyes over the West Division champion Northwestern Wildcats.
A lot that probably went into the decision is just our losses being so close, you know, one possession games. That could have been, you know, different if one or two plays went our way compared to the other way. So it speaks volume to, you know, the team that we have, the season that we can have if we go out and get this final win.
That's senior safety Jake Gervas. The Hawkeyes lost to Florida in the Outback Bowl 2 years ago.
You know, Tampa's a fun place to be. You know, this year we just want to come away with the victory. That'd be the only way to upgrade, you know, those of us who were there in 2016.
That's defensive end Parker Hesse. That game is an 11 o'clock kickoff on New Year's Day. A note this morning out of Columbus, Ohio. It's a very brief note. It says Ohio State has announced that Coach Urban Meyer will be retiring after the Rose Bowl. Meyer's Buckeyes will face off against Washington in the Rose Bowl on New Year's Day. Alabama's Tua Tagovailoa, Oklahoma's Kyler Murray, and Ohio State's Dwayne Haskins are the Heisman Trophy finalists this year, ensuring that a quarterback will win the award for the 16th time in 19 years. Tagovailoa has been the favorite for most of the season, but Murray and Haskins both finished strong. Unlike most seasons, there should be some real drama Saturday night when the Heisman is awarded in New York City. Tagovailoa and Murray will also face off at the college football playoff. The finalists are determined by a margin of votes received, starting with the third and fourth place finishers. Ballots from 928 voters were due on Monday. A Redskins quarterback, Colt McCoy, suffered a fractured fibula in his right leg in the second quarter of last night's 28-13 loss to the Philadelphia Eagles. McCoy ran to avoid a sack and tried to slide as the Eagles' defense rushed toward him. He planted his right leg into the turf and the lower part of the leg and ankle viciously whipped into safety Malcolm Jenkins' knee. Coach Jay Gruden said McCoy will miss the rest of the season. Washington, now 6-6 on the season, knows a thing or two about serious injuries to quarterbacks. McCoy got his chance because Alex Smith suffered a wicked-looking broken right leg just weeks ago that has threatened his career. McCoy's injury occurred on the nasty slide, and he was replaced by Mark Sanchez, who was tasked with keeping the Redskins afloat in the NFC playoff picture. Again, the Eagles win that game 28-13 last night over the Redskins. In other NFL news, Jets coach Todd Bowles says New York's loss at Tennessee on Sunday will stick with him for the rest of his life. The Jets blew a 16-0 lead before falling to the Titans 26-22. That's the team's sixth straight defeat in what's become another lost season. New York is 3-9 with a game at AFC East rival Buffalo next Sunday. Bowles has come under heavy criticism in his fourth season as the losses have piled up. While management has not commented on the coach's future, it would appear that Bowles will not return after this season. Kareem Hunt went unclaimed on NFL waivers 3 days after he was released by the Kansas City Chiefs. The star running back was cut Friday after TMZ released a video showing him pushing and kicking a woman during a February incident at a Cleveland hotel. Police did not charge Hunt with a crime, but the Chiefs released him for being untruthful with them about what happened. Broncos coach Vance Joseph says star cornerback Chris Harris Jr. is week to week with a fractured lower right fibula and won't be placed on injured reserve. The Broncos won't be adding another cornerback to the roster as they prepare for their next game at San Francisco. Harris was injured in Denver's 24-10 win at Cincinnati on Sunday. Cleveland Browns rookie cornerback Denzel Ward remains in concussion protocol after getting hurt in Sunday's loss at Houston. Ward got injured in the first half and didn't return in Cleveland's 29-13 loss to the Texans. Interim coach Greg Williams said Ward was initially checked for a neck stinger before he was evaluated for the head injury. Jets rookie quarterback Sam Darnold will be monitored in practice this week before the team determines whether he'll start against the Buffalo Bills. Coach Todd Bowles said during a conference call that Darnold took a great number of snaps during practice last week and was healthy enough to play against Tennessee on Sunday. In NBA news, the Chicago Bulls have fired coach Fred Hoiberg, with the team stuck near the bottom of the standings. The Bulls promoted associate head coach Jim Boylan to take over. Hoiberg was named Chicago's head coach in June of 2015 after spending 5 seasons as the head coach at Iowa State. He finishes his tenure in Chicago with a record of 115-155 and a single playoff appearance when the Bulls were ousted in the first round by Boston in 2017. That is a check of sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.